Now, when pastors like Joel Osteen say, bring all your riches into the storehouse, you think they mean the toilet? We'll explain.
And it seems like love is pain, at least for Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. You are not going to believe this story.
And later, the skunkalicious Faith Evans is joining us to chat about her time on The Masked Singer. But first, HK, what you got?
Well, it looks like Tristan Thompson might be trying to catch up with Nick Cannon in future, my friends.
Because
he allegedly had another baby this past weekend with his former trainer, Merrilee Nichols.
The trainer.
NBA is about to stand for the new baby association. Tristan's maybe baby mama has headed to the courthouse for her child support payday, and documents for the paternity suit have been released.
Woo.
So Tristan did admit to getting it popping with the trainer during the birthday weekend in March while he was in a relationship with Chloe. But that's kind of par for the course.
You know,
he's been doing this the whole time. But when Merrilee broke the news that she was with child, the NBA player insisted that she get an abortion and then told her if she kept the baby, her home state of Texas wouldn't give her much in child support and refused to be a part of the child's life. But he did offer $75,000 in hush money.
Oh, wow. Really? You know what? I feel for Chloe because she's in this situation where she loves. And you want to believe in the fairy tale that this man who has been with all of these women will change. When they tell you who they are, believe them.
Girl.
When the semen tells you who it is, believe them.
Right. How many times?
Like, he needs to make a doggone, put his album on repeat.
Yo, it's time for Chloe to trade him away to another team. Also, Headrack, New Baby Association. That's hilarious. I want to shout out, first, two things stood out to me. Number one, first off, this is an NBA player with evidently an attractive personal trainer. Suspect.
Yeah,
real
absolutely.
Suspect yeah. right there. But the number two, this lady was like, screw Texas, I'm moving to California where
and
the child support is stronger.
Child support. Well, I'm here to tell you.
If she was that damn attractive, honey, she must have did it after she took all that makeup off, because, honey, I saw pictures of her and she was not cute at all, honey. No, Chloe needs to stay with him, honey. You cannot find a good black man like that damn man, Tristan. She needs to stay with that man, honey, and give him another baby and do what she needs to do.
Well, Gary, he keeps escaping. And apparently he has very poor sexual defense.
I mean, y'all, I can't think that Chloe is really this dumb. I feel like he's proven that the other rumors have not been true, and that's why she lets him stay. But I don't know if she can prove this, if there's a DNA test in the baby.
Tristan Thompson been a free agent the whole relationship.
But I tell y'all one thing, baby. I tell y'all who ain't crazy, baby. Miss Merrilee, baby. That bitch loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, honey.
If I was this plumber, y'all, I would be running around shouting, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yeah.
So a plumber was doing repair work in a bathroom at Joel Osteen's mega house of worship, Lakewood Church, and he found tons of envelopes with tithes and offerings in a wall behind the
this
toilet.
Crazy.
The plumber said, hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Because this, let me tell you what happened, y'all. So the plumber said there was a loose toilet in the wall, and we removed the tile and went to go remove the toilet, and I moved some insulation away, and about 500 envelopes fell out the wall, and I was like, oh, wow.
Ooh.
But he was honest, and he turned the money in. Wow. Now, this toilet jackpot might have cracked a 7-year investigation of a burglary that took place back in 2014 when somebody stole the money from the house of the Lord, totaling, get this, y'all, $600,000.
That is literally some expensive
Yo, Headcrack, I was going to say, we've all heard of hush money. That's flush money right there.
And let me tell you something. Tithes means people gave 10%
right.
of their salary. So that means if it was $600,000 in tithes, that meant that they pulled in the church $6 million.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you one thing. He definitely wasn't black, honey, because that was definitely a blessing. That's the first thing a black person would have. It's a blessing.
That's
you
a blessing.
Get that kind of money back?
Oh, my God. Now, y'all, should Joel go ahead and give him a portion of that bread? You know, give the plumber that money for solving this 7-year
mystery? I think
mystery?
He should, but I don't think he will. You remember that time where, like, Houston was flooded?
Yes, I was just getting ready to say that.
The church was supposed to be a sanctuary. He's
and
like,
he
nah,
did not,
not
open
today,
that thing
fam.
Up. Not today, fam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Headcrack. That's why he didn't let those people in, because he knew what was in the walls. I see you, Joel.
That's not what Noah would have did.
That's not what Noah would have did.
Well, talk about being messy boots. Or should I say messy shoes? What? Now, reports claim that the baby's child's mother, Mimi, took a pair of Danny Lay's heels without her permission, Lord. Ooh. So get this. A fan commented on Danny's recent post and asked, now, sis, was Mimi really in your shoes? You can like this if yes, LOL. And Danny liked the comment, child.
Ooh.
Now, Mimi posted a flick wearing those said heels, and a fan asked on her post if those are really Danny's shoes, and she responded, and if they were, what her scary self gonna do? Post her Instagram story back to back.
Okay, let me tell you, Brett, this is some serious, this is some Chi-Town stuff, okay?
Where Mimi from, girl? Where's Mimi from?
I don't know where Mimi from, but that's the boss. Mimi said, bitch, I'ma put your shoes on, and I'ma post wearing your shoes.
And what they
you
gonna do?
What? Danny Lay can't do nothing but like the comment, because she knows she ain't gonna go up against Mimi, because that's gangster.
Yeah. And apparently, Sherry, if Danny left them shoes in the condo where she and the baby once lived, you think the baby gave them to Mimi, or she probably just took them, huh?
She probably just took them.
She probably Mimi just gangsted them. Shoes.
Yep.
She knew they was Danny Lay's shoes.
The boots. But baby, the thing baby, is, honey, baby. If the shoe fits, honey, why doesn't she wear it? Honey? I mean, hey, don't wear these girls, honey.
It's a true Cinderella moment. You know what I mean? Like, yo, this slipper fit the queen.
All right. Well, moving along, the things we do for love, guys, this story's crazy. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are attached not only at the hips, but also by, their nails.
Oh, wow.
Literally. The lovebirds stepped out in matching black ensembles with a silver chain attaching them together by their edgy 3D snakeskin nails.
And Tanner, that is not all, because MGK recently appeared on The Tonight Show and told a story about pulling out all the stops to impress his lady.
I was about to say,
girl, I was like, wait a minute, girl.
You would think Machine Gun Kelly would shoot the place up.
To pause.
Travis got me this. He got me a knife that was that had an engravement from the new album on it, and I was like, oh, check this out. This is sick. And I threw it up, and it came and stuck in my hand. You see that right here?
I do see that.
Yeah, that was from when a knife stuck in my. Because you know how you throw it up and you're supposed to catch it. I looked at her. I was like, check this out. And I was like.
You are the coolest dude I've ever met in my life.
Wait, do people really throw knives up in the air and try to catch them? Is that really a thing?
I ain't never heard of this like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's that weird, you know,
that's a whiskey
eyes
move.
Wide
like,
shut
you drunk
stuff.
Off of something, and you're just like, well, watch this, guys.
And then forget. No.
Okay, it's kind of sexy because I have to say, if a man trying to attach himself to me with his nails, his hips, his eyeballs, and his head, I like that.
You like a man being chained to you, Sherry?
No, I don't want to be chained because if one of us trip, somebody else
gonna be going down.
Somebody going down.
Destiny's Child at BET.
And they kept moving.
The show must go on, bitch.
Well, up next, 50 Cent's comment about Madonna's clappers make him clap back with an apology. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. If there's one thing we can be sure of, it's that 50 Cent will always be beefing with somebody, okay? Now, recently, Madonna shared some sexy pictures, including one where she's under a bed with her booty sticking out. And in a now-deleted post, 50 trolled her, saying, "That's Madonna under the bed trying to do like a virgin at 63. She shut up. If she don't get her old ass up." Well, I guess you could say Madge was butthurt, y'all. Now, Sherry, you want to do the honors and tell us what she said, please?
Yes, Brad, and bravo to you for that 50 impersonation. It was amazing. Madonna went to her IG story. You're going to get a Dishy Award for that, girl. Madonna went to her IG story with an old pic and said, "Here is 50 Cent pretending to be my friend. You're just jealous." I don't know why I sound like Audrey Hepburn. "You're just jealous. You won't look as good as me or have as much fun when you are my age."
But here's the shocker now, y'all. 50 apologized. What? Yes, he said, "I must have hurt Madonna's feelings. She went and dug up an old MTV TRL photo from 03. Okay, I'm sorry, Madonna. I hope you accept my apology." Now, everybody, 50 already deleted the apology. So do you think he was sincere or not?
I think he was. I mean, like, Madonna's an OG. She's been in the game for a long time. And she's, like, one of the remaining, like, you know, royal family of, like, you know, pop culture. So, you know, try to be a little respectful.
Hopefully you start thinking about how much he loved her and probably was a fan of hers back then. And she took a picture with him, you know?
Well, but you know
what? We're going to love, what's her name? Vivica Dan Fox. when he gonna apologize to Vivica?
I think he did.
No, he ain't apologized to Vivica.
They've already squashed that.
Well, yeah, they might be too old to troll back.
Madonna's got fans with smoke signals. She looks like a messed up Wicked Witch of the West in that photo, though. Like,
you gonna apologize for that?
I'm sorry.
As a white man, can you apologize? See, this whole thing for the white. Can you apologize to Lil' Kim for all the comments?
I am sorry, Lil' Kim. I'm sorry, Viv. Man, I'm real sorry. I'm sorry all the time, guys.
Man, I'm real sorry.
I'm sorry all the time.
I'm just sorry, period. I'm so sorry. I'm real sorry.
Guys, I'm sweating. I'm really sweating, guys.
Because the black woman is over here.
It's hot in LA. Okay, all right. All right, somebody else who's throwing shade is Grimes, talking to me, Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend. She just dropped a song called Player of Games that's calling out her ex, Elon, okay? Now, besides running Tesla and SpaceX, he's also into gaming. So, in one part, Grimes sings, "I'm in love with the greatest gamer, but he'll always love the game more than he loves me."
Wow, true. Relatable. Yes.
And then check out what she says here.
If you ever think that you're going to get between a man and his gaming, you got to get out of the delusion land.
I told the girl today, I was like, yo, if you want your dude to stick around, you buy him a PlayStation 5, keep it at your house. Call it the Stay Station. And you'll keep him around.
I'm telling you. And just walk around naked in front of him. But if you think he going to get rid of that game before he get rid of you, and even walking around naked, HK don't even work. When y'all gaming,
they still got that controller in their hand.
They still got the controller. Move.
Still playing Call of Duty.
That's it. Move. All right, you guys. If you want to make healthy eating convenient, Headcrack and Gary have just the offer for you.
Now, Gary, are you like me during the holidays, running around like a chicken with your head cut off?
Ooh, honey, not really, baby. But you know I am not, honey, too fond of the outdoors and people.
Ah, so much like the Grinch. Well, we know the holidays can be a lot, but HelloFresh can help you. HelloFresh meals are ready in around 30 minutes or less. Plus, with their quick and easy meals, 20-minute recipes, or low prep and easy cleanup options, you can get food on the table quicker so you can spend more holiday time with the loved ones.
Ooh, and honey, you can skip trips to the grocery store and avoid the long holiday lines while receiving fresh quality food options. Now that sounds like a go to me.
Exactly. And recipes like balsamic and fig beef tenderloin or pecan crusted salmon make holiday meals feel fancy without the high cost of dining out or delivery. Yo, I made a pasta primavera the other day that you couldn't tell me didn't come from a restaurant.
Ooh, honey, now okay, the Grinch is getting hungry. So tell these people where to go.
He hangry. Just go to HelloFresh.com/dish14 and use the code dish14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's Dish 14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Up next, we dish with the skunk, y'all, a.k.a. Faith Evans, about her time on The Masked Singer, so don't you move.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, today we have a legend hanging out with us. We need everybody to make some noise and welcome singer, songwriter, Grammy Award winner, and the artist formerly known as The Skunk, the one, the only, Faith Evans.
Hey, everybody.
Faith, what up, sis? What's happening with you?
What up, bro?
What's happening? So tell me what your reaction was when you were approached to do the show.
Oh, my God. I was honored, first and foremost, and very excited because, you know, I've been at home not working since before the pandemic, taking care of my son, Ryder. So, you know, it made a lot of sense to do it because I watched the show. It looked like it would be a fun show to do. And it's taped right here in L.A., so I said, why not?
It was so wonderful seeing you, and I want to talk about your costume because the skunk ate and you left no crumbs, Mama. But how did you pick the skunk? You was the sexiest skunk I ever did see.
Well, you know, as you know from doing the show, you get a choice in, you know, costumes. And I was either the skunk or this really sexy mirror. But the mirror costume was so bodycon. And when I sing, I take really deep breaths.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want nobody to be panning with the camera while I'm mid-deep breath, you know. And the skunk was sexy and glamorous. And then I'm biracial. So I thought the black, the white.
Nice.
Now, did your family know that you were going to do this, honey? And did Stevie try to talk you out of it or of just doing the show?
No. Only Stevie, my manager Cheryl, and my daughter and my sitter knew. Okay. Because, you know, Cheryl was on set with me, and the rest, the other three were kind of helping facilitate things with my son Ryder while I was working. So I didn't tell many people at all.
Wow, that's more people than most people that do the show have told people, because most people is like, I told no one, not even my wife and kids knew. It's crazy. But, you know, you looked and sounded great out there, Faith. And, you know, and you come from such a dope line of artists that you've been affiliated with. Now, when you think about your Bad Boy family, who do you think from that crew would do a great job on The Masked Singer?
I think Mace would be good.
That's a shocker.
We would probably know Mace from the way he dances. He kind of had the same little one, two step he always did. Anyway, girl, they thought she was Mary J. Blige. Now, I'm like, okay, yeah, right. Now, is there a person that the judges guess you were? And you was like, girl, okay, for real?
No, I think at least everybody that they were guessing is a legend in their own right.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though most, I don't think I have a similar voice to anybody they said, but the one that I thought was the most way off was when Ken said Sade. Now, I would love to be Sade, but I know he sound nothing alike.
Girl, well, you were the flyest on Masked Singer, the most soulful. We loved you so much, so congratulations.
Oh, wow.
It was the high notes for me.
Faith, we just love that you are hanging out with us. And make sure you check your local listings and catch The Masked Singer at Vox, because you never know who's going to be under that mask. And keep it locked right here, because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. All right. We might have a possible smash-a-ler.
Oh, yeah.
Love may be in the air again for Tay Diggs. Word is he is possibly smashing Omicron variant.
Wait,
I mean, Omarion.
Oh, you
Omarion's
stupid.
Ex. No, I'm so dumb. No. Omarion's ex, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood star April Jones. Damn. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the rumor started after they were seen out together in L.A. attending Jennifer Klein's Christmas party over the weekend. Now, y'all see this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought she was Fizz's ex, or recently Dr. Dre's ex.
That's what I thought.
Well, she showed.
He's community property.
But she's showing for Tay Diggs, honey. Y'all believe this, damn it, honey? A real hookup?
Yeah,
Tay Diggs, crazy,
yeah,
honey.
You know, he like the other race.
He don't like nothing black but ties on cars, so he showed them on April Jones.
I need a book on April on how to score rich man, because she pulling them left and right. Gary, tell me what I need to do.
Well, Sherry, what you need to do, girl, you need to play the damsel in distress, first of all,
not
honey.
The damsel.
Sherry, why don't you just get with Gary and y'all be like Liza Minnelli and David Guest?
Okay, because I don't want to be a beard. I want the sexual stuff.
And girl,
and
God,
Gary's
no,
scared of that. He
I don't want to throw
to
me
him.
Out of the sorority seeing me with you. So, girl,
get out.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.